This is the Entrepology Podcast, the podcast where we optimize the bodies, brains, and lifestyles of entrepreneurs, go-getters, and world-changing innovators.
If you can hear my voice, it means I'm still alive. I am currently in San Diego, and this podcast is recorded a few weeks before it is being released. And I am here for an event I absolutely love called the Mindshare Summit. And one of the things that happened a few weeks ago is that an email went out to those who were coming, and they invited us to submit a proposal related to our vision for the future of health. And a small group of people based on the proposals were going to be selected to speak on stage. And I, in that moment, had this deep burning conviction of something I just wanted to play around with, I wanted to say. Now, this gathering in San Diego is with New York Times bestselling authors and massively famous thought leaders and people that I look up to in my own work. And so I submitted this idea simply so that I would have the opportunity to clarify my own thoughts. And lo and behold, I got an email that I was selected to speak. And at first, I was excited. And then I realized what this really meant. And being selected to speak is like when your regulatory college sends you an email that says, congratulations, you're being audited. Because what we have to do is we have to speak for 5 minutes, which I'm happy speaking. But no one's ever put a five-minute limitation on me before. One of the reasons I love speaking is I can get up and I can just jam. I can just talk. I can free flow. I am like an artist at filling space when it comes to talking. But you put a time limit on me and force me into a speaking agenda, and I go into full-blown panic mode. So not only do we have a timer, but we have a buzzer. And if we go over the 5 minutes, they buzz us. And not only do we have a timer and a buzzer, but the entire delegation of people who I really love, this is an incredible community, they all judge you and they pick their favorite talk. So I am actually recording this podcast in my hotel room in San Diego because I actually wanted to speak through this. I wanted to speak through the anxiety that I am feeling in this moment. And the fact that you're listening to this podcast means that I face this anxiety. I'm pretty sure I ended up stepping out on stage and I got through this moment. And I want to talk about it from this perspective while it's fresh, not in hindsight when I say it's not really that bad, because I think all of us in the growth of our business and in our movement through life face these opportunities and we procrastinate and we push them off and we don't try because we feel like we are not ready. Rest assured, in this moment, I 100% feel like not only am I not ready, but that the people on that stage are so much further ahead of where I am at. They've written books that are on the New York Times bestselling list. They must be better at this thing than me. But one of the things that I have learned in speaking to almost all of them since I got here is that everyone is feeling the same way. Everyone is feeling slightly anxious. And the one thing that we actually all had in common is that we were willing to put ourselves out there. I know from working with individuals in practice and as a coach in their businesses that we all face these things in our growth as human beings, these moments where we don't feel quite ready. And I'm sharing this because I think sometimes there's power to knowing that we are all in it together. I remember when I went into labor with my first daughter, I looked the stat up beforehand. At any given minute, there's like 300,000, it's probably more than that, but that number made the most sense to me. 300,000 other women, I don't know if this is in the world or in North America, it didn't even matter, who were also in labor at the same time. And I thought about them. I was like consciously engaged in trying to connect to them during that moment. There is power to knowing that there are people in this with you. And I wanted to share this because I want you to understand that it doesn't matter where you are on the continuum of your own success, your own perceived success, because that's all that really matters. You're always, as you are pushing yourself further and trying to strive things in pursuit of your mission, you are always going to have moments where you feel like you are outside of your comfort zone, where you feel like you are an imposter in that particular situation. I have written about this before, this notion of imposter syndrome. And for me, I've decided that the anxiety that I'm feeling today and the imposter syndrome that I have felt before in the past, well, frankly, that I feel almost on a weekly basis, is actually my barometer of growth. See, it's easy to say I don't want to do something because it makes me feel anxious. But I suspect if we were to survey it, that the anxiety that I feel and the anxiety that you feel and the anxiety that someone else feels, they're all in the same continuum. We are all in this together. The anxiety, the imposter syndrome, the fear, all of it. What if, rather than saying, I don't like that feeling, I need to escape that feeling, you worked on harnessing it. You worked on acquiring the tools or the support or the treatment that you needed to be able to harness that anxiety to further you on your mission. The irony of what I'm speaking about on Sunday or on Saturday is that I'm going to be talking about purpose. And this morning, as I was talking myself down from a ledge of, it's okay, you can back out and there will be no shame in it, I stopped and I actually connected to my purpose. See, I believe that when people have their health, they can change the world. And on Sunday, I'm going to be talking about purpose. I'm going to be talking about the notion that when people have purpose in their life, they live longer, they recover faster, they need to see doctors less frequently, there's less risk of cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's disease, autoimmune conditions. All of these things are positively correlated with purpose. I knew that by pushing a conversation around purpose out into the common vernacular, throwing it into a room of influencers meant that people were actually going to have the opportunity to have a conversation and an awareness of something that could change their life. It hasn't made me less anxious, but it has made me more excited. And excitement and determination and purpose, the neurochemistry of that state, it's actually, for me at least, more powerful than the anxiety itself. So I just wanted to jump on here. It's a short solo episode because I know you have so many pieces of information and places that you could be and things that you could be listening to talk through this, to leave you in a place where you can be assured that we are all in this together, that accompanying growth is a reality, that we are all going to face anxiety. We are all going to be pushed outside our limits. And what I really want to encourage for you is the opportunity to think about it just a little bit differently, to embrace it, to align it to purpose. And if you don't have a purpose yet and you're feeling anxiety about these things, then absolutely I want you to start to unpack that piece. I want you to go deep and look at what your unique capacity is for contribution, how you want to go out and leave a mark in the world. And when you tap into that mission, it will further you along, it will combat that anxiety, and it will put your imposter syndrome in its place. I so appreciate all of you. I so appreciate you listening to me sharing this idea. I would love to hear your feedback on this. You can share it on Facebook. You can share it on Instagram. Dr. Megan Walker on Instagram, the Anthropology Podcast on Facebook. I want to hear how you combat your anxiety, how you manage these pieces, and whether you feel better when we're all in it together or whether you want to go it alone. You've got this. You've got big things to do in this world. Go be amazing.